All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And after having an up and down week number 14, got things started on the right foot here for week number 15 as I picked the Baltimore Ravens to double up on the New York Jets this past Thursday night. I had the score 34-17, but in fact, it was 42-21 in favor of Baltimore, as this Jets defense, like so many other defenses around the league this year, have been unable to stop Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Now, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 15 in the NFL season. Going to get things started off with the defending Super Bowl champions. The New England Patriots come in nursing a two-game losing streak, and they'll find themselves on the road to take on the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, for the Patriots, they lost to the Texans. They came back and lost at home to the Kansas City Chiefs. Their offense has been in the starting blocks for the last few weeks, and they've really been relying on their defense. We've heard about the speculation about the Patriots allegedly filming the Cincinnati Bengals during their game last week, and I think that's just going to add fuel to the fire. We know that the Patriots defense is going to come out and play. We know that they are going to frustrate and make Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton struggle. But will this offense get going? I think the answer is yes. It won't be a thing of beauty, but New England will get the 30-17 win. Now, in Motown, you're going to have the 3-9-1 Detroit Lions hosting the 6-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And don't look now, folks. Tampa Bay is still around in the wild card race in the NFC. And like typical Bruce Arians coach teams, this team never quits. Quarterback Jameis Winston has been up and down, but he's been making more plays from the pocket, and as of late, he has been more controlled. The Lions have a lot of issues at the quarterback position, and thus their offense is stuck in neutral, and I think Tampa Bay takes advantage of that tomorrow, as I'm going to take the Bucs on the road by the score of 31-20. Now, the NFL's oldest rivalry, as the Green Bay Packers will host the Chicago Bears at frigid Lambeau Field. 15-degree temperature at the start of game time. You look at this Bears defense, they can bring the wood, but their offense, there are too many questions. Aaron Rodgers, a Packers quarterback, has not been great this year, but he's been good enough to help this Packers team stay afloat. They are right there in the mix to win the NFC North and get a first-round bye, and I think Green Bay takes care of their business at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Pack by the score of 24-20. Now, a big-time showdown in the AFC South has the 8-5 Tennessee Titans hosting the 8-5 Houston Texans. And for Houston, they are desperate to get back on track. Why? Because they got taken behind the woodshed last week at home, courtesy of the Denver Broncos. While this Titans team right now is rolling with veteran quarterback Ryan Tannehill, Tennessee runs the football and they also play solid defense. And their job tomorrow is to attempt to contain Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. This team believes in Ryan Tannehill in regards to the Titans. So you look at the play of Derrick Henry at running back, and I think those two, along with the strong defense, will carry the Titans to the 30-28 win. Now, an AFC West showdown has a 9-4 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 5-8 Denver Broncos. Kansas City comes into this game favored by 9.5, and unlike the Texans last week, they will not take the Broncos for granted. You look at this Chiefs offense, when they are on, they are on. And if this Broncos pass rush, which includes veteran outside linebacker Von Miller, is unable to get the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, they are going to be in for a long day. Rookie quarterback Drew Lock looked good last week. I don't think he'll have the same luck tomorrow for the Broncos, as I'm going to take Kansas City at home in this one by the score of 30-17. Battle for draft position tomorrow at MetLife Stadium. As for the second consecutive week, the Miami Dolphins will be taking on a team that calls MetLife Stadium home, this time the 2-11 New York Giants. And for the Giants, they have this 9-game losing streak. Things simply cannot get on the right track for them. And what can you say? Too many downs for this team right now. They're back to veteran quarterback Eli Manning. His rookie quarterback Daniel Jones is injured. Too many issues on defense. And even though that the Dolphins are 3-10, I think this team led by veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick can take advantage of that. The Dolphins are 3-10, but they have been playing better of late, and I think they'll get their fourth win of the season tomorrow. This I'm going to take Miami by the score of 23-20. Now, when down in D.C., it's going to be the 3-10 Washington Redskins hosting the 6-7 Philadelphia Eagles. And for Philly, they got a win last week. It wasn't pretty versus the New York Giants, but the bottom line is they got a win, and now they want to try to keep that momentum going as they try to find a way to win the NFC East. Washington has been playing better of late, and they will be a formidable opponent for the Eagles. If you remember, if you go back to week number one, the Redskins were up big early in this contest before the Eagles staged a furious comeback to win. I don't think Philly will have to go that route again, but they still will have to work for the 31-19 win. Now, in Charlotte, it's going to be the 5-8 Carolina Panthers hosting the 10-3 Seattle Seahawks. And for Seattle, they come into this contest favored by 6.5 points over a Carolina Panthers team that has really gone south, no pun intended. The offensive woes for quarterback Kyle Allen have, you know, continued to increase on a weekly basis for Carolina, and teams are zeroing in on slowing down running back Christian McCaffrey. Quarterback Russell Wilson is playing some of the best football of his career for Seattle, and this defense is flying around the football. That is a recipe for a victory, as I'm going to take the Seahawks on the road by the score of 34-20. Now, in Oakland, it's going to be a sad, somber day as the 6-7 Raiders host the 4-9 Jacksonville Jaguars. Why? Because this is the last home game for the Raiders in Oakland. And when you think about what this team has meant to that community, and you think about some of the great names that have worn the silver and black there, such as Jack Tatum, Jim Otto, Howie Long, Ken Stabler, Fred Biletnikoff, George Atkinson, and the list just continues to go on and on and on and on. The Raiders have been up and down this season, while the Jaguars really have been struggling to figure it out. And they got the brakes beaten off of them last week at home versus the Chargers. It's going to be an up-tempo game for the Raiders. The hair is going to be standing on the back of their necks, and they want to go out there and finish their home time in Oakland the right way. And I'm going to take the silver and black at home by the score of 31-20. Now, out in the desert, you're going to have the 3-9-1 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 6-7 Cleveland Browns in a contest which features the last two Heisman Trophy winners and, of course, the last two starting quarterbacks for the University of Oklahoma, Kyler Murray for the Cards and Baker Mayfield for the Browns. Both of these offenses can score. You look at what Cleveland can do when they are going. Of course, they have the weapons on the outside with Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver. But the engine for this Browns offense is running back Nick Chubb. Give the football to him, play action pass to your big guys down the field, and then get things rolling. Kyler Murray, on the flip side, he's had his ups and downs as a rookie. He took it on the chin last week versus a very tough Pittsburgh Steelers defense. The Browns don't have the same quality defense that the Steelers do, which means that Murray will have his opportunities to make some plays in the passing game in this one. But I think the Browns have enough to get past the Cardinals with the 30-20-7 mark. Now, in Carson, it's going to be the 5-8 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 9-4 Minnesota Vikings. And you never know what you're going to get from the Chargers. One week, they'll look like a Super Bowl contender. The next week, they'll look like a team that's ready to pick in the top 5 of the draft. On the flip side, for the Vikings, you do know what you're going to get. A team that can play solid defense, along with a quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who is playing the best football of his career. The Vikings are right there in the mix to win the NFC North, and I don't think they take a step back in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota on the road by the score of 31-23. Now, down in Big D, it's going to be the 6-7 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 8-5 Los Angeles Rams. These two teams met in the postseason last year, and the Rams ran over and through the Dallas Cowboys for more than 200 rushing yards on the ground. Excuse me, this Cowboys defense has not been able to live up to expectations this season, and if they can't stop the Rams running game in this one with veteran running back Todd Gurley, they're going to be in for a long afternoon. The Cowboys will produce some points with quarterback Dak Prescott on offense, but I'm not sure if it's going to be enough, being that I don't see this Dallas defense slowing down the Rams running game. Thus, I'm going to take Los Angeles on the road by the score of 34-24. Now, it's going to be the 4-9 Atlanta Falcons traveling to Santa Clara to take on the 11-2 San Francisco 49ers. Now, San Francisco comes into this contest favored by 11 points, and they're on a roll right now, especially after they got their big win on the road last week versus New Orleans. Now, I know that the Niners will have some injuries on defense, but they have confidence on offense right now with Jimmy G at quarterback. George Kittle is arguably the best pass-catching tight end in the game right now, and the Niners can run the football, make no mistake about that. And there are still some players available for the 49ers on defense, and you look at that pass rush that they have up front, they're going to make life tough for Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Thus, I'm going to take San Francisco on at home by the score of 37-17. Now, when the Steel City is going to be the 8-5 Steelers hosting the 9-4 Buffalo Bills. You look at both of these teams right now, two of the better defenses in the NFL, as this is going to be a fierce battle for points right here. I think this contest comes down to field position, turnovers, and also special teams, most notably punting, pinning your opponent back and making them drive the length of the field in order to score. I look at this Steelers defense, they are flat out nasty, and they want to go out there and make life tough for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Duck Hodges, a quarterback for the Steelers, I don't think he gets enough credit. This team has rallied around him, and I think they believe in him. And I think this black and gold are going to do just enough to squeak out the 20-17 victory at home. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's going to be the 6-7 Indianapolis Colts traveling to the Bayou to take on the 10-3 New Orleans Saints. New Orleans comes into this contest favored by 9 points, and they want to get back on track after suffering that heartbreaking loss at home last week versus the Niners. The Saints defense really let them down in that contest, and I think they get back on track in this one as they want to frustrate Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett. The Colts, they've been up and down, and lately they've been more down than anything else, as it's week 15 and you're still trying to get a pulse on what this team really is. And the last thing that you want to do if you're the Colts when you're having your issues is go on the road and face a team such as the Saints. They have already clinched the NFC South. They definitely want to get a first round bye in the playoffs, and they are seeing a bigger picture. I don't think the Saints let up on the Colts at all in this contest. And because of that, I'm going to take New Orleans to get the 31-19 win at home. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 15 here in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax season set to begin soon, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7275, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.